Good vach, Rabbi Osai. Today's daf is Erevin daf Chaf. We are here on Yud Tes Amud Beis in the middle of a bunch of questions that Abaye asked Rabbah, and we are about 9 or 10 lines up towards the end of the line. Bo mine Abaye me Rabbah. This is, if I'm not mistaken, the fourth question that Abaye asked Rabbah. Excuse me. So he said like this: Bo mine Abaye me Rabbah. Chitzas akonim kane pachos mishlosha nidol mishum diomar olav. We've been talking about. Right, obviously, pasi biros, and whether in 4 diumads, right, we said the Mishnah said that 4 diumads, 4 L-shaped posts around the be'er would work to allow an animal to drink from the Rishus HaYachid, the be'er Rishus HaYachid, to make, as we'll see later on today's daf, the 4 L-shaped posts make it into a Rishus HaYachid. So the question is like this: what about if you have if the L-shaped post is made out of reeds that are less than 3 tefachim away from each other, right? We know the concept of lavud, that says that something that's less than 3 tefachim, right, they are considered as if it is connected, right? We had mentioned that the dumads have to be 6 tefachim each, right? 1 amma each. So let's say you set it up, not with a complete board, but you set it up with reeds and with space in between. Question, does lavud count as this L-shaped dumad? To make it into a Rishus HaYachid. Now the question is, we do say lavud does exist. The question is here when we're already relying on a kula, namely that we have by Pasei Biros, you have a lot more paretz meruba ala omed, you have a lot more open space than wall. So are we gonna also allow the halacha of lavud to not necessarily an added kula, but does that work also in this case? Amalei Rabba said back to him, Tinitua, we learned in a Braisa, Haya Sham Ilan Ogodar Uchitza Sakanim, right? If you had a tree or a fence or a chitza sakanim, which is our case, Nido Mishum Diomad, right? You see that it does work as a Diomad. My lav, Kane, Pachos Mishosha, is that not our case where you have, these Kanim, these reeds, less than 3 Tarachim apart from each other? So the Gemara says, Lo, that's a case of Gudrisa Dikani. It's like a shrubbery, like a tree, like a plant of reeds. Gemara says, Ilan. Well, if that's true, well, what were the 3 cases? It was Ilan, Goder, and Chitza Zakanim. That's the same as a tree. So Gemara says, Velamai, Kane, Kane, Pachas, Mishlosha, Hainu, Gader. Well, the Gemara says, well, on the other hand, right, if you're telling me that you're using Lovewood, so that's the case, that's a fence. So, Alamai, Istachal, Neymar, how can you understand all of these cases in that Raisa? Tre Gavni, Gader, Hachanami, Tre Gavni, Ilan. Right, just simply talking about 2 different cases, 2 different types. So, therefore, that's not talking about our case. That's talking about a gudrisa, which is like a little plant. So, okay, so the igudi amri, right, meaning, and therefore it's no proof whatsoever. Fine. Igudi amri, some people say, another version of this discussion. The question was, a gudrisa de kani kami baile. He asked about this little tree of reeds, this little hedge or shrubbery or whatever. And that's what he asked. Gudrisa the kani mai. Does that count as a diumad? So I'm related to it. We learned in a brisa. Hayasham gadar oilon ochitzas akanim nidam misham diumad. So my love, gudrisa the kani. Isn't that brisa referring to a gudrisa? So the Gemara says, lo kana kana pachos mishlosha. No, it must be talking about a case where they have reeds less than 3 tefachim. So the Gemara says, meaning that implying that that theoretically that would be okay. Again, that wasn't the question in the second case, right? Okay, so if you have each ikadamres, you don't have really an answer in either one. Either way, so iachid, Gemara says, goes through the same back and forth. Iachid, if that's true, hainu gedder, so that's a fence. So ela my gudrisa dekani hainu ilan. So on the other hand, it's a tree. So how do you understand the 3 cases in the brisa? Ela my izlechal amemar tree gavni ilan hachanami tree gavni gedder. Alright, so you have, just list 2 types of trees, 2 types of fences, but you can't learn the answer to the question either way. According to both the Igudei Amris, there's no proper answer to that question. Okay, 5th question, I think, if I didn't count all of them. Bayimineya, Bayimiramba. Chatzer Sharosha Nichnas Labena Pasim Mao Latalta Basocha. So here again, it helps really to have a picture. What if that you have by the Pasei Biros and the Rishus HaRabim? Let's say there's a chotzer that juts into the Pasei Biros, meaning if you can imagine the 4 L shapes, so that kind of makes a square around the well, and then jutting into one side of the Pasei Biros is an entrance into a chaser. So are you allowed to go from the chaser into the Pasi Biros? Again, the Pasi Biros, as we're going to say, is a Rishus HaYochid. Chatzar is also a Rishus HaYochid. Technically, you're allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another. Theoretically, right, or it could be that it requires an Eruv, because, as we'll see, we're carrying, right, we've mentioned many times before, carrying from one Chatzar to another, or from one Chatzar into a Mavoy, that, right, we spent a lot of time with that in the first parak, that requires some sort of Eruv, or Shtufi Mavos, or whatever. But what's the deal? Can you carry? How do we view these Pasi Biros, which have a chotzer that juts into them? So Amalei Mutter. So it's Mutter. He said back to him, it's Mutter. Mutter to go into from the Pasi Biros into the chotzer. If you look at Rashi, the Haleka Diurin Bein Hapasim, because again, Mido Raisa to Shusayach, it's no problem. But what's the issue, right? Chazal sometimes required an Eruv. So Rashi says, in the Pasi Biros, Leka Diurin, there are no people who live there. De Lisraelayo, De Lahavimotim Rishuso, Rishus Harero. Right? The reason why we'd be Aseret is because you would have some sort of people living there, some sort of dwellings, right? Might resemble Rishus Harabim, etc. But if nobody lives there, so then it's just one Rishus Yachet to another, and then that's totally fine. What about Shtayim? Shtayim Mai? What about if there are two Chatzeros that go into the Pasi Biros? And here, again, it really is helpful if you have a diagram. So the case is where you have, let's say, two entrances, right? There is almost three walls that jut into the Pasi Biros. The one in the middle separates two Chatzeros. So what's the deal? Meaning, on the right, on the left, there's like an opening and you would go to one Chatzer. On the right, there's an opening and goes to another Chatzer. And that all juts into the Pasi Biros. Can you go from the Pasi Biros into the Chatzeros? Amalei Aser. So Rava said back to Abaye, it is Aser. We'll see in a second why exactly that is. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna says, and Ravuna explains, Shtayim Asurim Afilu Eruvu. Even if there's an Eruv between the two. Between the two chatzeros, right, and i.e. halachically, we kind of sort of maybe view it as one chatzer, still there's an iser to go from the Pasi Biros into the two chatzeros, because gzeir shema yomru, eruv moel lebein hapasim, because people might think that an eruv works to go to through the pasim. What does that mean? Basically, an eruv is going to work to join, to put together two chatzeros that can go into each other. But an Eruv will not work to combine two Chatzeros whose only way to get into them is through the Pasi Biros. Meaning, if you have three walls, and the only way to get from Chatzer A, right, you have three walls that jut into the Pasi Biros. So on the left is one Chatzer, on the right is another Chatzer. If the only way for you to get from Chatzer A into Chatzer B is to walk out of Chatzer A into the Pasi Biros and get back into Chatzer B, so then, that's no good. Those two chaseros cannot be joined together. So we're concerned that even if there's a hole in the middle wall, and really you can get from one eruv, from one chaser to the other. So you might have thought that there isn't. Meaning people standing from the Rishus HaRabim in the Pasi Biros might not realize that the two chatzeros are joined by a middle entrance, a hole in the middle wall, and they might think that it's mutter to be ma'arev two chatzeros where you have to go out of the chatzer A and go into chatzer B through the Pasi Biros, which is not okay. Right, so we're concerned that people might think that. Okay, that's what Rava said back to Abaye. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, get out of here. Eruvu mutter. If there's an eruv, so then it is mutter, because we view both chatzeros as one big chatzer, because again, they're joined together with in Eruv. Fine. So Amalei Abaye the Rava, Abaye said back to Rava, Tanya de Messiah Lecha. There's even a brisa that supports you that it should be mutter. Right now, I guess Abaye was taking Rava's position instead of Rava's, right? His Rebbe. Okay, either way, Tanya de Messiah Lecha, there's a brisa that supports Rava's opinion that it is mutter if there's an Eruv between the two chateros, because the brisa says, Chatzer Sharosh Sharosha Echa Nichnas Labin HaPasim. If you have a chatzer that sticks out into the Pasi Biros, mutter l'taltal mitocha l'bein ha-pasim l'bein ha-pasim l'socha. Right? Aval shtayim aser. Right? Again, the Brisa says it's mutter if there's one chatzer into the Pasi Biros. It's aser if there are two chatzeros who exit into the pasuk birelos, but bementvar mamurim, when is it aser? Shelo irvu. That's if there's no eruv between the two chatzeros. Aval irvu mutarim. But if there is an eruv, so then it is mutar. So that's proof for Rava. That's pretty strong. So lema davit yuv de Ravuna. Maybe that should be a tiyuv de Ravuna against Ravuna who said it was aser. So amal charavuna hasam the hadron ve'erva. No, there. That not that you did another Eruv, but that the two Chatzeros are joined together again, meaning on the other side, that there's a big space at the end of the wall, so that people will realize that there's another entrance that joins two Chatzeros together, and therefore they're not going to think that you're able to join Chatzer A and Chatzer B if the only way to get from one to the other is through the Pase Biros. Okay. Right, that last case was a bit more challenging, but this is a little bit more straightforward. What happens if the water dries up? Right, again, you have the well. The whole point of this pasi biros, this whole kula, is so you can get your animal to the water, right, and not have an issues of otza on Shabbos. So what about if the water's gone? It's the fourth day of people traveling between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. That people are traveling to get to Yerushalayim. All the animals have already finished off the water. So what do you do? What's the deal? Amrlei klum nazes mechitza ele bishvil mayim. So mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan. Right. The only reason we allow these mechitzos is for the water, says Rava. So if there's no water, there is no mechitza. Boy, Ravin. One second. Sorry, just to look at Tosos over here. Right, so if you notice, basically if the water disappears in the middle of Shabbos, so then it's as if the mechitzas disappear as well. So Tosa says, what are you talking about? We've said several times already, and Abaye is even someone who holds of this, that the second something comes in on Shabbos, with the status of something, Bein HaShmashos, when Shabbos comes in, so that's the status for the entirety of Shabbos, right? We talked about that a lot about Muktzah. And other things. If something is not Muktzah on Erev Shabbos, so even if it would become, well, I guess that's a bad example, but if something is Muktzah on Erev Shabbos, if it would theoretically become not Muktzah on Shabbos, so it would still be Muktzah because its status is the same when it came in, when Shabbos came in. So what if it's a Mechitza on Erev Shabbos, at Bein HaShmashos, when Shabbos hits, who cares if the water dries up at 12 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon? It's a Mechitza, it's a Mechitza. So you look at Tosus over here, the second Tosus on the daf, he says, Afagav davai isle Shabbos hol v'hutra hutra, right, that's the concept. Since it was mutter, right, when something comes in at Shabbos, when its status had been a shmashos, determines what it is, moda hacha mishun doles raka mechitzos. And he'll be moda here, because again, here what are we dealing with? The scenario is there are no walls, right, there are no mechitzas. Right, we're relying on a kula of pasi biros, but if there isn't actually a rishos yachid here, right? Okay, halachically there is, but so if you're relying on the whole institution of pasi biros for the water, then the water is the kovea factor here, and if it's gone, then there's no more mechitza. Okay, vaita. Boy, Rovin asked the following. So, okay, so if that's true that the mechitzas don't exist anymore after the water's gone, yavshu mayim b'shabbos ubo b'shabbos ma'u. Well, let's say the water came back. Let's say it's raining. It's raining and the water disappears, and all of a sudden, let's say Friday night the water disappears, rains overnight, all of a sudden, hey, there's water in the hole again. So, it's no question if it dried up already. Because I already asked Rabbi that question, and he told me it was also. Bo nami loti bo yilcha. You don't need to ask me when water came as well. Because davele mechitza suy b'Shabbos, because that has the status of a mechitza that was set up on Shabbos. But again, if you're telling me that the mechitza is gone right Friday night, and then it rains, and then all of a sudden there's water of Shabbos morning, so that's considered to be a mechitza that was set up on Shabbos. V'tanya, and we learned that in the Braisa. Kol mechitza suy b'Shabbos, b'im shogim, b'im ezim, b'im onus, b'im baratzon, any mechitza that was made, whether it was on purpose or not, shmei mechitza. It is considered a mechitza. So explain to Baye that it is once it is good again. If the water comes back, so then the mechitzas are good again, and it is mutter. The Gemara says, one second, I don't like that proof. V'la vitmar Allah, it was said about that brisa. Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu el lizrok. Right? With that, when we said that a mechitza that is made on Shabbos is considered a mechitza, that's only for throwing. meaning, what's that code word for it? That's if you throw or carry into it, meaning it's going to be mechayev you. That if you go from the Shusar Alam into the Shusar Yachid, either by throwing or carrying, that's why I'm stopping here to explain, because the next words of the Gemara, it gets a little confusing. But what Rav Nachman is saying that that's only the Chumrah, that the if you say a mechitza that showed up on, that was made on Shabbos is considered a mechitza, that's only the Chumrah, that if you carry into it or throw into it, it's going to be awesome, and you're going to be chayiv if you come from the Shusar Avim. Aval atalta lo, but it's not mutter for you to carry inside of it. So that's not a proof at all. So that doesn't help at all. So the Gemara says and defends Abaye's proof from that brisa. Kiyitmadir of Nachman amazed it. So the Gemara says no. And when Rav Nachman said that that's only lechumra, that's only if you put up a mechitza of amazed. We're not going to allow you to put up a mechitza. Chazal, you know, that's going to be as again, it's a din d'oraisa to put up a mechitza. That's probably boner or whatever it is. Some sort of malacha. So that's going to be again, that's going to be a knas almost for putting up mechitzos. So therefore, it's not going to be mutter for you to carry inside those mechitzos. But it happened by itself, and it happened b'shogeg onus, whatever. All the other cases in the brisa. So then, that's going to be mutter for you to carry into it, and that will still that will reinstate Abaye's proof that these mechitzos that kind of popped up when the water came back. Right, so you didn't do it on purpose. Water came back. It rained or whatever. That's onus. That's shogeg. So that's going to be a good mechitza. Okay, I'm Rabbi Elozer. Hazorik lebein pasi biros chayev. Now again, this we haven't really, I probably haven't mentioned this until today, but the Gemara says very clearly here, the kol institution of pasi biros makes something a rishus hayochid midoraisa. And this is what Rabbi Elazar says. That's what he means to say, that if you throw from rishus harabim into rishus hayochid, meaning into pasi biros, you're going to be chayev midoraisa. That's going to be, because it's considered a rishus hayochid. Right, it's midoraisa. It is legit. It works. Mistama, because the guessing, I'm not, is conjecture, but mistama because the whole psul of parts merubah alom, it must be derabanan. Okay, I don't want. I'm not sure. I'm just that's just conjecture. But either way, the Rabbi Elazar says if you throw from shusar rabim or carry also from shusar rabim into shusar into a pasi biros, that is considered a shusar yachid midoraisa and you're chayef. Kama says pshita. Right, obviously, right, if it wasn't a legit mechitza, how could we allow you to get your water from the well, right, to give your animals? Now, this question is, when you made it without the well, right, you made pasi biros in Rishus HaRabim, there was no well there, and then Vizarach Pesocha, then you throw into it. So what's the din? Chayiv. Then you're going to be chayv. So Gemara says, "Anami pshita." You love the ba'al mechitza. He gavi bor hechim mishri l'taltalei. Same question. Meaning, the be'er is not what makes it the mechitza is legitimate, right? The be'er is the reason why we need this rishus hayachid. But if there's no be'er, right, the mechitzas should still work by themselves. Right? The bor is the be'er is not the what's it called? Is not the reason for the heter. I mean, it is the reason for the need for the institution for the law concept, but it's not the thing that makes it halachically permissible. So, lotzricha afagav dekabaki barabim. So now the question is, meaning the shaila was right because you have a lot of people walking through it. Again, you set up pasi biros, so you have a lot of parts merubah alomid, a lot of open space. People are walking through it. It's in the middle of the road. So you might have thought that that would nullify the rishus hayachid. So kamash malan, that it doesn't. That it is still considered rishus hayachid. The Gemara says, "My kamash malan, what is Rabbi Elazar teaching me? Delo asur abim mevatle mechitza. You tell me that the foot traffic does not mevato a mechitza. We know that. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar himself taught us right, that Amar Rabbi Elazar chadazim. Now Rabbi Elazar already said it's not. But under the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mhaisa derech rishus rabim mefasket mefsakton. If the rishus rabim is stopped, meaning interrupts between the pasi biros. You sell candle that stud them, right? You have to move the traffic around the pasi biros. And the chacham remain on tzarech, and the chacham say you don't have to. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dama Tarvayu, right? Then Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar explain candle dicha kochan shalachitos. Right? This is what the reason Chazal, the chachamim said this, is because the koach of mechitzos, right, can even Right? The whole point here, the proof is that, not proof, the whole point of this brisa is to show that the traffic does not nullify mechitos. The mechitos are that strong that they can make something into Rishus HaYachid. So Rabbi Elazar already told us that. You don't need to tell me that foot traffic does not nullify Rishus HaYachid. So Gemara says, okay, so you might have thought if that was the only source, it could have been that Rabbi Elazar is simply quoting the Chachamim and explaining their Shita, but he doesn't hold like them. So Kamash Malas, therefore he teaches us kind of a spherulay that he does actually hold like that, that the mechitzos will survive even if there's foot traffic going through it. So why didn't he just say our shita and not explain the Chachamim shita? Right, our brisa is much more, right, that's his shita. Why did he say the explanation of the Chachamim? He didn't even need that. Right? You could learn it from our brisa. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what happened. Because Hachada Miklal de Chavrta Itmar. Right, what was said in the inference meaning we knew one thing and therefore we understood another. It wasn't that Rabbi Elazar himself said it twice, but since we knew Rabbi Elazar Shita, then we could understand and infer that that was the reason of the Chachamim and what exactly he held. Okay, fine. Mutir lahakrif be'er. Now we said that in the Mishnah that you're allowed to make the pasi biros very close to the well as long as you have enough space for the cows. We said the cows need to, or whatever animal it is, needs to get rosho verubo, its head and most of its body inside of the pase biro. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says like this, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah, Lo yamod avon adam rishus harabim v'yishtei rishus hayachid, a person shouldn't stand in rishus harabim and drink from rishus hayachid, rishus hayachid v'yishtei rishus harabim, or the reverse, unless he has most of his head and most of his body into the Rishus HaYachid. If you look at Rashi, what's the concern? The last Rashi on the Amud, the Chashinan Shema Yimshach Gufo Lamakom Raglov V'yotzi Yekli Imo. We're concerned that you may come to take out the cup or whatever you're drinking out of into Rishus HaRabim, right? It's not a problem, as you may have just thought, or at least what I thought initially, it's not a problem to drink with your mouth and have the water go from your mouth down your trachea into your stomach, which is standing in Rishus HaRabim. That's ridiculous. That's not a problem. That's not carrying. That's not chutzah. Right? But the issue is, maybe you may take a kli from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRabim or vice versa, and that's the concern. V'chein begat, and so too by a wine press. Now that's not by chutzah, that's a separate halacha by maestros. The din is that something becomes chayav in trumas and maestros when it is finished being prepared, finished the prepping process. So by wine, that process is finished after you take it out of the wine press. You are allowed to have some sort of, a snack or a achilas arai, some sort of temporary eating, shtiyas arai, in this case, some sort of temporary drink, like a bit of a sip, while produce has not yet been separated from trumas and maestros. But you're not allowed to have a shtiyas kavua, you're not allowed to have a shtiyas keva, you're not allowed to drink something permanent. So Chazal determined that leaning over the wine press and taking a little bit of a sip, that's kind of like a shtiyas arai, that's a temporary drink, but a shtiyas keva would be taking a cup and kind of taking it with you, not having rosh haverubo over the wine press, that would be much more kavua, and that would be aser. But okay, either way, that's not hilchas erevin at the moment. Okay, so the point is like this. So Gabi Adam, the question is by a person, ha'amar de bai rosh haverubo, right? Obviously, we require them rosh haverubo. Gabi para, but what about a cow? Right, a cow is obviously not subject to, not concerned the cow has been doing it so by accident, right? There's no issue taking out a kli, whatever. So what's the deal? Do you require a cow to have rosh haverubo or not? Gemara says, if you're holding the mane, if a person is holding the kli, but you're not holding the animal, yeah, again, if you can imagine, you have a bucket in your hand and the cow is drinking out of the bucket. So, meaning, how did the cow drink water from the well? So, Mistama, the logical thing is, you took the bucket down, bucket comes up, you're holding the bucket, cow's drinking out of the bucket. Okay, so in the case where the cow's drinking, you're holding the bucket and not holding the cow, lo tiboy lecha, right, you don't even need to ask that question, because for sure, deboy rosho beruba milagav. For sure, you need the head, most of the head and the body of the cow inside. Because we're concerned, as Rashi says over here, that you may come, if the cow moves its head outside of the Pasuk Biros, you may come and take the bucket with it to make sure it continues to drink, and that would be taking a kli from Shusiyachar and Shusirab. So, Kiti Boilacha, the question is, let's say you're holding the bucket and you're holding the cow by the collar or whatever, by its reins or whatever. So, Mai, what's the name? So, Amalei, so he said back to him, who was talking Bechlau? I don't even remember. This is a Bayan, it's not a Bayan Rabba. I guess it's just a Chazal, right? Alright, I'm not sure. We didn't quote anybody since, right? It's not a Bayan Rabba anymore. Okay, fine. Not sure. Fine, so Amalei, so I guess this is the Shmooz in the Beis Medrash. Right, this Talmidim we're schmoozing, yeah? Talking. Okay, so they said, Tinitua, it's in a Braisa. Uvavacha to hate Papara Rosh of Rubim Yufnim Vishosa, right? As long as the cow has most of its body inside and drinking. So my love, Dinhad Nakila Vinakit Mana? Right, is that not the case? Right, meaning it's Mutter. Right, what did we just say? That's our quote from our Mishnah. That is, you can put the Pasi Biros as close to the well as you want, as long as the cow has enough space for his head and his body. My love, is that not the case? Did not get love and not get money that you're carrying, you're holding the bucket and you're holding the cow? So where's this love? Did not get money below, not get love. No, it's a case where you're holding the bucket but not holding the cow. So Gemara says, 1 second, we just said that that's usher. Not money below, not get love, mishari. Wait, is that really mother? Tanya, right? We assume that's for sure. We're concerned that that's going to be an issue. Lo yimale adam mayim v'itein v'shabes lefnei behemto. Right, a person shouldn't fill up water and put it in front of his animal. Avam mamalihu v'shofechu v'shofech. But you can fill up water and then spill it into, let's say, a trough or whatever. V'hishosameila, and the animal can eat, drink on its own. Right, again, because we're concerned that the animal will stick its head and you'll pull the bucket out of the rishus hayochin. Ha'it Marlan, it was said about this, and this is the case again. What's the deal? What's the case over here? No, that's the answer. Sorry, the question was, meaning that you're not allowed to stand there and let the animal drink. Right, but you have to throw it in a trough for the animal to drink on its own. So the Gemara says, no, ha'it Marlan, no, that's not necessarily true. May actually be mutter because hacha be'evos only rishus rabim. Because over here, right, the case is where you have it, the trough is in rishus rabim, and it's gavoy yud tvachim baruch avdalad, and the trough is a rishus yachin in and of itself. It's 10x4. Barosho echad nichnas lebein apasim, and one part of the trough extends into the pasi biros. So the concern here, where it's aser, is gzemeshom de chazile laavos laavos de mekalkal. Because what's the case over here? We're concerned that you may see that the trough is broken. The asili tikuna, and you'll fix it. Obviously, not in a way that's aser on Shabbos, but you'll kind of, I don't know, take care of whatever you have to do. The darle the davlo behedya v'kamafik mishusiyachan mishusirabim. And what are you going to do? You're going to take the bucket from inside the pasi biros and then go outside to fix the trough, which is in mishusirabim. Then you're taking the bucket from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Are you going to be really chayev? We're concerned that there's going to be an iser for taking the bucket from Rosh Hashanah, from the Pasi Biros, where you're filling up the trough from the well, and then you all of a sudden accidentally take it out to Rosh Hashanah. What are you talking about? That's not, you're going to be chayev for that. Amar of Safra, Amar of Yamiyam of Yochanan, Mefani Chafatz of Mizavis to Zavis. Let's say you're carrying stuff from one corner to the next in your own house in Rosh Hashanah. And you decide to take them outside. So you're going to be potter. Instead of putting it down in the corner, you took it outside. That's okay. That's not a case of otsa, you're going to be chayiv. Because shalotei akira mishas rishon alakach. Because the original akira was not to take it outside. For you to be chayiv and otsa, you need to have the akira and the hanacha in the same mindset. So you had to originally have intended to take it into the rishus rabim. And you didn't. Here, what are you doing? You're taking the bucket from the well, filling the trough. All of a sudden, you notice something's broken. Oh, let me go check that out. You're holding the bucket, and all of a sudden, you step into Rosh Hashanah and put it down. You weren't trying to take the bucket from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to be chayav for that also at all. So, Ella, Zimdin, what's the case? Rather, what's the concern? Just tweak the case a little bit. Zimdin, Dimitakin, Love, Ahadr, Ma'ayel, Leiv, Ma'ayel, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Yo, we're concerned that on the back end, when you come back, then you'll take the bucket with you, you'll go fix whatever has to be taken care of in the trough, and then you'll take the bucket back with you from the Shisaravim into the Shisayacha to get more water. That's going to be Otsami Daraisa, because that's for sure what you wanted to do. Okay, fine. All right, now we have an ikadam, right? Yeah, meaning this whole conversation in a similar vein, but a little bit differently. So, like ikadam, right? Some people said that this is how the discussion went. Gabi adam ha-kamin ha-disagali rosha beruvo, right? A person can have rosha beruvo, that's inside, and that's fine. Gabi para mi-sagali rosha rubo olo. Is it enough to have the rosha, the most of the cow and the head inside of the partitions, or do you need something more? Maybe you need the entire animal. Maybe it needs to be, I don't know, closed off or whatever. So the case where you're holding the bucket and you're holding the animal, don't ask a question. Because that's enough. Because you're holding the animal and you're holding the bucket, we're not concerned the animal will dip its head out of the shusayoch and you'll carry the bucket outside into shusarabin. The question is simply, if you're holding the bucket but you're not holding the cow, my, what's the din? Right, our Mishnah says as long as the cow has Rosh HaVeruba inside the Pasibiros and he's drinking, that's fine. So my love, denakin manav lo nakin la. Isn't that a case where you're holding the bucket and not the cow? So Gemara says, lo, no, denakin manav and nakin la. The case is where you're holding the bucket and the cow. And it makes sense. Because if you're holding the bucket and not the animal, Mishari, would that really be mutter for you to have the animal mostly inside the passing grounds? Right? Tanya would learn that. So, loy mali adam mayim itin v'fnibamto. A person is not allowed to have a bucket and give his animal to drink with that bucket. Rather, he has to pour it into the trough. And so the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof, because Amar Abaye, haka, what's that case? That's our case, that's the case we talked about before, not our case, but the case that we mentioned in the Brisa before, same thing, when you have the Evos, the trough, is Yud Tvachim by Arba Tvachim, and it's Rishus HaYochid, Verosha Nichnas Levin HaPasim, and it sticks into the Pasim Viros a little bit, to Zimnin, the Chazile, the Avos, the Mekalka, because sometimes you'll see the trough is broken, Vasa the Tikuna, you may come to fix it, Vadarli, the Devla Behedja, right, and you'll take the bucket outside into the Rishus HaRab. Ma'i, V'kam Mafik, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRab, right, you'll take it outside. V'chaya HaGavna, Mi Nechayev, are you really going to be chayev for that? V'amar of Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Fana, Chatzav, Mizavis, Lizavis. If you're carrying stuff inside your own house, v'nimlach alein v'otzian potter, and you just change your mind and you take them outside your potter, shaloy haisa akira mishas rishona lakach, because the akira was not in order to take it outside. So Ella rather Gemara says no. The other cases, Ella zinden the betakin lo v'hader ma'ayale v'kamayale mishusrab mishusrayachid. Right, the whole mishusrab mishusrayachid. The problem is, in fact, when you come back, that's the special case over there that you may bring the bucket from the shusrab after you're finished fixing the trough and back into the Rishus HaYochid. Okay, fine. So now, we're going to bring some proofs. And this is going to be for the first way we understood. Whether the animal, that's if you're holding the animal and holding... what was the first way? I'm getting confused now. If you're holding it, if you're holding the animal and holding the bucket, if your Rosh HaRubo is not inside the trough. Not inside the Pasi Burdos. Okay. So Tashma, let's bring you a proof. Right? None of these are going to really work out, but at least we should know what case we're talking about. Gamal Shirosh HaRubo Mimifnim. If you have a camel that's mostly inside of the Mechitzos, Ofsin Oso Mimifnim. You can stuff him with food from the inside. Vahevos Kamadanakin Mana Vinaki Ladamya. And stuffing in an animal is as if, right, you are holding it and you're holding the bucket. And you see that you require most of the animal inside. So apparently we see we are concerned that the animal will dip its head outside of the Rishus HaRab and you'll come to follow it and you'll carry something outside. So Rav Acha, Bar Avuna, Rav Sheshes, Shani Gomal, Ainu Vitzavaro, Aruch. No, the case of a camel is different because a camel is huge, it has a very long neck. So if it sticks its neck outside, you might have to follow it. But a cow, okay, how big is a cow's neck? It's not so big. So we're not concerned that the animal will move so much that you may go into the Rishus HaRab. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Behema Shirosha Ruba Bifnim, Ovsin Osomi Bifnim. If you have an animal, not a camel, but a regular behema, has most of its body inside. You can stuff it with food from the inside. Isn't that just like the case of carrying it and holding the bucket and holding the animal? And we require most of the animal to be inside. So the Gemara answer is no. My behema nami dekatani gomo. Right, what animal are we talking about here? We're talking about a camel, but other animals perhaps not. Okay, well, why do we have both prices? One says a behemoth, one says a camel. So Gemara says, midi gabia dadi tanya. What, were they taught together? That it must be necessarily referring to different things? Right, so both of them are referring to a gamal. Tanya mehachi, we also learned that a price, Rabbi Elazar oser, but gamal ho v'tzavo aruch. Since Rabbi Elazar said it's oser because the camel's neck is long, right? That's why you have to make sure to have most of the animal inside of the mechitzos, but by other animals, it's not necessarily the case. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosai, we will stop here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.